The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene, welcome to Johannesburg.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't know how I managed to find my way because I'm still taking Lindy ways from the airport to the Chai FM studio here in Beyachad. I remember driving here. I mean, this is taking us back a little bit. I remember driving here when there was no ways, no ways to get around, and your directions were little post-it notes all over your dashboard.
I actually never did that.
This was the last time I drove in Johannesburg.
That was a very long time ago. Really?
Yes.
How long ago did you leave South Africa?
Nearly 8 years ago, people. But look at the technology that's happened in 8 years.
Yeah. Incredible. All right, so tell us some news from Israel. What's happening in Israel today?
Well, a lot is happening in Israel
this
today.
This is Simon. Simon testing the chair.
I saw Simon testing the chair. He told me the chair is fabulous. The
microphone goes down.
The microphone
spins around.
We've already had like an ESP, or after the sports, an ESPN connection. We're ready to rock. But yeah, a lot happening in Israel as always. As I often say to you, I worry when it's a quiet day, and no such thing as a quiet day today with Hamas's foreign relations chief Osama Hamdan saying that the truce or the negotiations between Israel and Hamas that are brokered by Egypt are a lie. He doesn't trust the Zionist entity. I mean, he doesn't call us Israel. He calls us Zionist entity, which I suppose is better than Zionist project. And in a statement to Palestinian media, he said that they're going to continue to arm despite any kind of truce or ceasefire. And this comes after a big outcry where there are many in Israel criticizing elements within the government. Should we be allowing members of the family of Hamas into Israel for medical care while we still have this going on, and while we have seen an escalation, or rather a organized escalation in violence from Gaza into Israel? But Israel maintaining that calm will be met by calm. And after all, we are a humanitarian country, and it's business as usual. And we have treated the family members of Hamas officials for years, even through conflict, and we will be continuing that as normal.
Very interesting. Is there anybody on the Israeli side who is also skeptical?
Everybody on the Israeli side is skeptical. We know what we're dealing with.
I had to ask for a friend.
Hashtag asking for a friend.
Exactly.
You know, we know what we're dealing with. We're under no illusions of who we're dealing with in Gaza. But I think in this case, Egypt is playing more of a role. The United Nations and the European Union are playing more of a role. And because there is such internecine fighting between Hamas and Fatah, this could be used as an opportunity to try and broker peace. I think the ultimate culprit, should this be broken, might actually be Fatah this time and not Hamas.
Raleen, I don't know if I'm out of line, but being a casual observer over the past few weeks, it appears to me that it's almost as if Hamas is determining the state of play and Israel is being reactive.
Well, you're not out of line. And if you were out of line, I mean, you know me. I'll just donor you back into line. I mean,
no, we don't say things like that, Rolene.
I heard that said yesterday, the word donor.
I thought you were a peaceful country. Listen to you. Just donor you back.
Are they setting the agenda?
I wouldn't say they're setting the agenda. I would say that they very, very much want to be perceived by the Western world as a legitimate party. But, I mean, we can see that in the way they've tried to change their charter. We can see it in the way they're trying to curry up to the English-speaking media by kind of organizing themselves more legitimately. We recognize Hamas as a terror entity. That's not going to change. They're still recognized by the EU and the UN, the United States and Russia as a terror entity. But I think that they are taking opportunity because of the divisions between them and Fatah. They're also trying to maintain as much control over the Gaza Strip as possible, because Fatah have said, we want to take control of the Gaza Strip, and until we do so, we will withhold money, we will withhold aid, we will withhold the electricity that should come through. So I think that they are trying to take this opportunity, and it's certainly not a question that's out of line, to use the opportunity to maneuver themselves as the more legitimate of the two parties.
Yeah, it's just so odd. As we're talking ceasefire, so the intensification of the aggression appears to rise.
Well, at the moment, thank goodness, we have calm for calm. We were very close to going to war a couple of weeks ago. In fact, there were discussions that we were literally perhaps hours or minutes away, discussions among several entities. Do we need to start evacuating our civilians from the south? Thank goodness at the moment, the calm is holding. Keren Shalom is open again. And
actually, haven't had such a rocket-free period for a very long time.
Kathy, shh.
No, well, if it's a ceasefire, it's a ceasefire.
Well, we have other terminology.
Hafsakat
Esh.
Hafsakat Esh.
We have other terminology for it, and we're under no illusions from past history that during these times, traditionally, they rearm and they reorganize themselves.
I actually think that it might be. I mean, you guys are having temperatures there, 40, 44, and a lot of the people sending these rockets over, they dress in black and they cover their head.
So you think it's sunstroke, do you?
I think it's a bit of sun madness. Is just really, really angry because they're just so hot.
Well, you know what? What's his name? Conan O'Brien's theory is that we drink too much coffee. Perhaps if we cut back on the coffee, we wouldn't be so hyped up and so full of conflict. But traditionally, I mean, if you look, with the exception of Operation Cast Lead, wars have been fought in the summer for a variety
of reasons. There's a reason it happens in the summer.
People are uptight, Kathy. What can I say?
They are hot.
It's the humidity.
Very, very quickly, Ugandan Jews, they've dedicated a Torah at the Kotel. What a lovely story.
Well, this is an incredible story for two reasons. Number one is that it's the Abu Yudaya who are coming from Uganda, 36 young people who have come to see the country, and they've come on birthright. And, of course, it's very interesting at the moment because of some of the issues that have been in the news around birthright and birthright trips to Israel. I don't think that we're going to see organizations like If Not Now trying to pull members of this very, very first and auspicious and wonderful birthright tour away from their intentions. But we welcome them. It's quite an incredible moment. It's very, very touching. And it comes very soon after we had a delegation from South Africa, and we can see the incredible coverage in the Israeli media about the visit of the Zulu King, Chief or King Mtetwa, to Israel and his delegation, and how much they love Israel. So Africa definitely showing Israel the love.
Yeah, and I also got good news that the Israel-Africa summit that is planned for next year will be taking place in Tanzania.
Well, there we go.
Isn't that nice?
So any kind of past for rebels and history, the ties between Israel and the continent are really, really warming up, as they are between Israel and many other parts of the world. And we hope that anybody who thinks that perhaps we shouldn't be talking to these Israelis kind of take a hint from these lovely warming of ties.
Rolene Marks, I'm so happy that you enjoy work. I am taking you with me to see Yaakov Shweki tonight. Yes. Yes. You see, she almost gave a nod.
Are we using Waze or Lindy Waze?
We're going to use Waze, if that's okay with Lindy Waze.
No.
Okay, you'll let it go, right?
No.
Lindy Waze. All right. So listen, we got to get out of here, but I want to say thank you so very, very much. Thank you, Simon. We didn't scare you off, huh?
Kathy, I had the time of my life. Thank you for letting me be a part of this.
The time of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And will you indulge me for 20 seconds?
20 seconds.
I want to say something that I hope some of your listeners will understand, yeah, to Rolene in particular. Ratziti lodot lach bishvil kol avodah she'at osah, ze pashut avodat kodesh. So I was just thanking Rolene in Hebrew for doing what most of us are too cowardly or frightened to do, which is to speak out for the truth. So thank you.
Toda.
That's a beautiful thing to say.
I've actually got a little bit of a lump in my throat. You know, it's such a pleasure not just to be here and in the studio, but thank you. And on those days where it gets tough and those rocket sirens don't stop, it's you guys and your support and your love that keeps us going.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Simon, thank you very much. Please come back tomorrow.
Simon.